Now, the South African National Blood Service has launched an awareness campaign seeking to drive people to donate blood. They want blood donation to drive up. This is, of course, ahead of the busy holiday season. And it's a campaign really aiming to encourage donors to help the service reach 5 days stock, right? That's the target, 5 days stock. That's what's needed to ensure a sustainable supply for the country. Kensani Mahlangu was the communications specialist at the SANBS, the South African National Blood Service, and joins us now on the line. Kensani, 5 days stock is what's needed to ensure a sustainable supply for the country. That doesn't sound like much.
Good morning, Bongani. It actually is a lot when you consider how much blood we dispense and how much we collect on a daily basis. So on average, we need to collect about 3,500 units of blood daily. And unfortunately, at the moment, we're falling short of that. So when we do have 5 days of stock available, we know that we would be able to match the demand with our supplies.
Yeah.
And that also gives us a safety net in the incident that we would need to dispense more blood than we have.
I said it doesn't sound like a lot because, of course, I'm speaking as a layperson, but also just in my head, I'm thinking, gosh, surely we can do better. What, less than 1% of us actually give blood?
This is correct. And the interesting fact is that about 8 out of 10 people will need a blood transfusion at some point in their life, and we actually only have 1% of South Africans who are regular donors. So that puts us constantly under pressure, you know, to supply the blood that is needed.
80% rely on that 1%. I mean, effectively, that's what you're saying. And how much has COVID-19 and the various lockdowns had an impact on who gives and how much they give and how often they do so?
You know, that's interesting that you should ask, because each year already we lose a very big portion of our donor panel due to age and illness. And since the beginning of the pandemic, we have lost about 120,000 donors, of regular donors rather. And now with the elective surgeries coming back into full swing, we're finding that people are not visiting donor centers. And where they are visiting, we are still falling short because we're not allowed to access schools and universities, you know, and that's where we collect the bulk of our blood. So the pressure is really on.
What kind of people are you looking for, Kensani?
We are looking for everyone who is healthy and able to donate. So our donor panel consists of anyone between the ages of 16 and 65. So if you're in good health and you consider your blood safe to transfuse to a patient, we are talking directly to you.
What is considered unsafe blood?
So in a number of instances, there are people who maybe lead unhealthy lifestyles. You know, those are the type of people, or people who maybe operate heavy machinery. So your blood would not necessarily be unsafe to transfuse to a patient, but you would be excluded from donating on a particular day where you would operate heavy machinery. But there are a list of other illnesses that exclude people from being able to donate blood. So that list is discussed with a donor when they do come into our donor center, or they can call us and find out if they have a particular illness or if they are taking certain medications. They would then not be able to donate blood for those reasons.
And of course, the festive season no doubt puts even more pressure on the available stock.
This is true. And, you know, we have the inside understanding that the patients who do receive the blood transfusions often receive them in critical situations. So this is why we actually launched the campaign that we did, which is very highly visual and it uses metaphors that are relatable to everyone to deliver the message about the life-saving impact of blood transfusion. So I think I want to encourage everyone to please visit our social media platforms. There they will be able to see what we're speaking of. And I think we do have a couple of ads running as well on the radio that depict how a person is saved when they do receive the blood.
So anybody listening to us that's interested, where can they find out more information? Where can they come and donate? What must they do?
So for more information, you can either visit our website, sanbs.org.za. There's a lot of information there. You can do a self questionnaire before visiting a donor center. So there you'll find out if you are eligible to donate or not. Or you can call our call center, 0800-119-031. And there you will speak to someone who will let you know where the nearest donor center is to you. And in areas that don't have fixed donor centers, we are able to give you dates and venues for mobile blood drives.
Paraphrase Winston Churchill, writer, so many depending on so few. Join the blood donation drive. Be a blood donor. If you're healthy, you live an active lifestyle, you're between the ages of 15 to 65, you said, Kensani. Try and see what you can do to help out. Appreciate your time. Kensani Mahlangu, their communications specialist at the South African National Blood Service.